This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Toots and Bell. Our next guest needs no introduction. You watch him on TNT. He's a Hall of Famer, man. And you know Sir Charles. Charles Barkley joining us here on the program on the waitforward.com hotline. What's going on, Chuck? How are you, man?
Man, I'm doing good. Hey, before we get started, can I just say, you know, Atlanta lost a great man yesterday in Vaughn McClure.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell you, man, my heart was broken when I got that news last night. You know, I've known Vaughn for a long time, and obviously he was big time in Atlanta. So I just want to give my thoughts and prayers to all his friends, like which I was one of, and to his family.
No doubt, Chuck. It hit me hard yesterday, too. Unexpected, certainly, suddenly finding out. And Vaughn passing away at the age of 48, way, way too young. So appreciate you getting the interview started that way. I got to start first and foremost with just saying you guys did a hell of a job with this whole bubble thing, man. I know everything was crazy. It was different this year. So big shout out to you guys and Ernie and everybody, Shaq and Kenny over at TNT and all the folks behind the scenes, because I know this was different for you guys, man.
Well, number one, thank you. I want to just give a shout out to Adam Silver and the players. You know, I thought that thing had no chance of working. Zero. You know, people ask me, I say, yo, man, it's impossible to go 3 months. I mean, somebody's going to get the virus somewhere along the way. So I just got to give a shout out to Adam Silver and all the players, man. I thought it was zero chance that it was going to go that whole 3 months without a positive test. And they pulled it off. Same thing with the National Hockey League. Shout out to John Cooper and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Mm. But listen, it was a shocker to me. I'm not going to lie. I thought they had no chance of making it that whole time. And to go that whole time with no positive test was a miracle.
Right. Could you have survived in that atmosphere?
Well, I think it depends on how good my team was. Hey, listen, nobody want to be on a crappy team stuck in a hotel for 3 months. Hey, you did notice the only people who were complaining were the bad teams, right?
Right. True. But, Charles, I will say this, when Bron and especially AD, I've never heard such short post-game interviews in the finals. They just want to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, you know, it was a little downer the finals because Miami was obviously way, way overmatched. And they played as hard as they possibly could. But listen, when you got Bron and AD, they were so heavily favored. But listen, I ain't got no complaints, man, because there's a lot of people out here who lost their jobs, lost their businesses. So listen, guys playing basketball in the bubble, they should not have any complaints.
It is Dukes and Bell. You recognize the voice. It's Charles Barkley. Chuck, what's LeBron's legacy, man? What is his legacy now?
Well, he's up there. You know, listen, you guys are older like me. You know, we're the old get off our lawn guys. If we talk about Michael and Kareem and Bill Russell and those guys.
Right.
You know, these young millennials, you know, it's LeBron. Listen, I love LeBron. I think he's a great, great player, and I think he's a great man. I said, in my opinion, he got closer to Kobe, in my opinion. You know, my top 10 are Michael's 1, Oscar's 2, Kareem's 3, Bill Russell and Wilt, Kobe's 6, LeBron is 7. Then you got Jerry West and Elgin Baylor and Magic and Bird. That's pretty much my top 10.
Right.
But I thought he got closer to Kobe. And but listen, man, it's all subjective. It really is. But listen, all these young people, I tell you what, though, after I watched that Last Dance, I'm like, this dude got pummeled 3 or 4 years in a row, and he kept coming back. So, listen, on my list, Michael is still number one, but LeBron, to me, got closer to Kobe Bryant, in my personal opinion.
Right. And that's the thing, Charles, is Charles Barkley joins us here, guys, on Dukes and Bell on the WadeFord.com hotline. We don't want to sound – I don't want to sound like those old guys either, but it just seems like, you know, everybody had their shot, Harden, Westbrook, Paul George, Kawhi, and nobody could really handle their business in the clutch in this thing.
Yeah, you know, it's all about matchups. You know, I listen, the Lakers admitted, like, we did not want to see the Clippers because, you know, the Clippers were, you know, they had the deepest team probably in the NBA. But you know what? They gagged it away. When you're up 3-1 and have 20-point leads in games 5 and 6 and gag it away, you don't deserve that right to play the Lakers. But they got a great break with the Lakers, with the Clippers choking it away. But listen, you just got to take your hat off to LeBron and AD. And KCP stepped up, and Rondo stepped up. But KCP, man, to me, you know, he's not getting a lot of love, but he was terrific. Shout out to those Georgia Bulldogs over there in Atlanta. You know, he really stepped up.
Charles is brought to you by Redmont Vodka. Now you're going, wait a minute, that sounds familiar. Before we get into anything else, because I want to ask you about Dak Prescott, I want to ask you about NFL quarterbacks and a bunch of other stuff. What's the deal with Redmont Vodka? 8 times distilled. It's gluten-free. What's the deal with this vodka, Charles?
Well, you know, I wanted to own a business in Alabama, to be honest with you. I grew up right outside of Birmingham in a small town, Leeds. So I have been looking for a business for like the last 25 years. And we had bad leadership over there. We had bad mayors over there. We finally got a good mayor, a Morehouse grad, Mayor Woodfin, who's been fantastic. And we sit down and I say, hey, I really looking for a business. I'm from Alabama. All my money's here. Can I open up a business? So we looked around and we bought a distillery over in Birmingham. And we do vodka and gin. Redmont's our vodka. Vulcan is our gin. And we've been open about a year. And we just got approved to come to Georgia. So I'm really excited. So, you know, Georgia, I'm in Georgia every week.
Right.
I'm in Georgia for 2 months for the playoffs. So I said, hey, listen, we're doing great in Alabama. Let's come to Georgia.
Nice. Oh, man, I like some vitamin G, man. Give me some gin. Carl, I can't wait for the care package on this one. It's Charles Barkley with
us. Hey, listen, I tell you what, I guarantee you guys a care package. Promise you.
Well, that's what's up. We need one. I'm a vodka guy. I love vodka and Redmont. I can't wait to check it out. That's awesome, man. Congratulations. And, yeah, everybody was talking about this Redmont vodka, and I said, it sounds familiar. I had no idea it was you.
Well, you know, what I wanted to do, I didn't want to put my name on it. I wanted the vodka to sell for itself. I wanted the gin to sell for itself. I got a great team in Alabama. We just hired Anthony Pittman over in Atlanta. And we got, listen, so we're really excited. And listen, you know, when you're in Atlanta, you might as well be in Alabama because there's so many graduates from Auburn, Alabama, those people in Georgia. And listen, like I said, I'm in Atlanta every week, so I thought that was just the next step to move to Georgia.
Mm. It is Charles Barkley with us. Guy's going to be joining us on a regular basis. We're really excited about that. So, Charles, man, we saw the bubble work. Are we going to have to go to a bubble in the NFL? Because it seems like just every week something's popping up.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you can live your regular life if you got wife and kids and they're going to go to school and go out and do their normal lives and not think we're going to have some positives. I just think that's impossible. I mean, you look at a guy like Nick Saban. I guarantee you Nick Saban hadn't been doing anything out of the norm, and he got the virus. I don't see Nick going to a disco or a bar. So if he can get it, anybody can get it. But the NFL, these guys are going to try to live their everyday life. I think it's going to be a struggle throughout the year.
Charles, you are Jerry Jones. You see what happens to Dak Prescott. You decided not to pay him this offseason. He signs under a franchise tag, and then the gruesome injury, has ankle surgery. All this is going on. Do the Cowboys take care of Dak Prescott moving forward?
You know, that's a good question. But I think, hey, listen, I think if you're Dak when this thing was happening, and I'm watching from a distance, and this is just my opinion. If I'm Dak, I tell my agent, yo, man, we're going to make $32 million or $35 million. Let's don't haggle, because I'm going to make another $3 million off the field. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dak got a bunch of commercials. That's when you have to step in with your agent and say, yo, man, I don't have to be the highest paid player. Because, like I say, when you're making between $30 and $35 million a year, there's not a lot of difference. Especially, he's playing in Texas also, and he gets a tax break. That's when I tell my agent, yo, man, I don't have to be the highest paid player because you want a bigger cut.
Right.
You know, if they're offering me $32, $33 million a year, and you're trying to get past Russell Jared Goff or Carson Wentz, no. If I'm in the top five and I'm the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, just get the deal done. Because, listen, because football to me, which is an amazing sport, I'm going to take the money and run and do my commercials. I'm not going to try to hold out and be the highest paid guy, because this is exactly what can happen. And listen, you know, people say, well, he's going to be back 100%. As my doctor, Jim Andrews, said, who's the best doctor in the world on jobs, he says, oh, no, you're never going to be 100%. God makes you 100%. We can fix you up, but ain't nothing better than that original body you had. Mm-hmm. Now, we can put some screws in there. We can sew you up, but there's nothing like the body that God gave you. Mm-hmm. So now we just got to hope he can get healthy.
Redmont Zone brought to you by Redmont Vodka. Charles Barkley joining us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. I wanted to ask, who's the best quarterback? Is it Russell or is it Aaron? Is it Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson?
Well, there's nobody playing better than Russell right now. I mean, listen, that's not a wrong answer. Mm-hmm. Aaron's been fantastic, but there's nobody playing better than Russ right now. Those two guys right now are playing better than anybody on the planet. But I don't think you can't say anybody's playing better than Russell, especially when he went down the field the other night, 95 yards. That was like, this guy lives for the pressure situation. But you can see also that Aaron is so much more comfortable in that system. You know, people gave him a hard time last year because his numbers weren't great, but they were winning. Like, you know, it's going to take some time to adjust to a new system. And you can see now he's playing fast, as we say. Like, he's not thinking at all. And I can't wait for that game Sunday, because if they can go down to Tampa Bay, that will really show me something.
Yeah, man, this year has just been crazy. Russell Wilson's our MVP. We watched what he did the other night, just making things happen. Man, the NFL, we were talking about this the other day, because we get back to Matt Ryan, and everybody wants the juice now, Charles. Everybody wants the quarterback who can move outside the pocket. You know, everybody wants their Mahomes, right, or a Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson. You think that's the same vibe here in Atlanta?
Well, listen, what happened in Atlanta, man, I don't know what happened, to be honest with you, because, you know, obviously being there every week, I'm like, what the hell? I mean, they still owe me money for choking away that Super Bowl, because I had bet like a small fortune. I'm not even going to lie, guys. You know, I've been going to Vegas for like 25 straight years for the Super Bowl, which is the best place in the world to watch the Super Bowl. I was so drunk at halftime on 28-3. I was on cloud nine. I ain't going to lie. I was like, I got it. And first of all, because I root for the Falcons. Growing up in Birmingham, we root for the Braves and the Falcons. And I'm like, the Falcons are going to win the Super Bowl. And one of my friends with me says, uh-oh, this game is not over yet. I'm like, dude, they have 28-3. He says, man, they're playing, they're trying to shorten the clock. Instead of going up 31-3, they started milking that thing right at the start of the second half. And these are a couple guys, Seth Jern and Roy Green, who are great NFL players. Mm-hmm. And they're great friends of mine. They're like, yo, man, this game's not over. The Falcons right now, they're starting to milk their clock. They're not trying to score. He's running the ball. They're running on first down, second down. They get on third down. They punt it away. They started milking that clock in the third quarter. Then after that, all hell broke loose.
Yeah, and you play to win. That's at the end of the day, Charles. That's what we're talking about. Again, we appreciate you, man. I'd love for you to jump back on with this. I mean, when you got free time and jump on with this, man, this Redmont Vodka, we got to try it. Redmont Zone brought to you by Redmont Vodka. Charles, thank you so much, brother. I hope you come on. Can we do it again?
Wait, you ain't going to ask me about the Georgia-Alabama game?
Oh, listen to you. All right, you know what? My producer's in my ear. This is Charles Barkley. Hold on. We got to find out what he thinks about the Georgia-Alabama game. What's your thoughts?
Well, you know what? Two things. Number one, we don't know how the Saban thing is going to work out. Mm-hmm. But man, can you imagine playing football without fans?
Mm-mm.
I think that's why I'm struggling betting on football this year. Mm-hmm. I tell people, man, home field means a great deal. And if Alabama didn't play bad last week, I thought Georgia could win the game. I think the best thing happened to Alabama was playing awful last week. Mm-hmm. But now the Coach Saban's not going to be there more than likely, man. I think I'm going to have to roll with the Tide. I'm not going to lie.
All right.
Okay.
Some say Georgia's got the better defense this time around.
Yeah, but Alabama's offense is unstoppable. And let me tell you something. Their offense is unstoppable, but, you know, their defense has got to be embarrassed and humiliated after what happened to them last week.
Yeah,
I think that's a really big deal for Alabama.
I agree. Lane Kiffin, say what you want. He's got the formula. They score points on Bama, and maybe that's the formula. Charles, man, we got to run. Appreciate you, brother, as always. Be safe. Can we do it again? Can we hook up?
Yes, sir. I'll see y'all next week. Thanks for having me.
My man, Charles Barkley, guys. We'll talk to him next week. Check out the vodka, Redmont Vodka, 8 times distilled, glutton-free. Gluten-free, should I say?
Well, I'm a glutton, but it's gluten-free.
It's gluten-free. Hey, we got more to get to. We're running a little late, but we're going to come back. We got to get back to the Braves, which we'll talk more about. Big game tonight.
We know who the starter is now.
Okay, so we'll get into that. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.